Weiter in Shas Perim Daf Chaf Ches. Speaking of Chaf Zayim Beis, at the bottom of the page, the last two words, Amar Rabba or Amar Rava. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Ches Amar Alf. Let's say you have a case. Shama Mixas Tkia Babor. You heard part of the Kia in the bor. Mixas Tkia Al Sfasa bor, and some of it outside of the bor. Yartze. Yartze, you are Yotze, your obligation. Rashi explains what we assume at this stage, what we're talking about over here, is that you have somebody standing outside of the bor, another inside, and the one inside is blowing the shofar. And then while he's blowing it, it comes out. And now we're saying, either Rabba or Reva are saying, even though the one standing outside, that he heard the first part with echo and with shofar, which itself, normally we would say, right, that's not good. But he still yotze with the second part as the guy walked out blowing it. And that's going to be good. Okay, miksasa yatsa. Miksas tkiya kodem shalom ala shachar. Miksas tkiya lachar shalom ala shachar. Lo yatsa. What happens? A person hurts part of the tkiya before ala shachar. You know, the zman of tkiya is after that. So it has to be after ala shachar. So if you had a little bit before and a little bit afterwards, then once again, the din, lo yatsa. You're not yotze. Amalei bai. Maishna hasam. What's the difference? Dabina kula tkiya bechiyuva veleka. Why is case number two no good? Because he has to hear the whole thing while he is a chiyav, and he doesn't have that. So over here also, the first part of it wasn't good because it had echo with it, yet you still say it's okay with the second part. Says Gemara, no, hachi hashta. What exactly is going on over here? Let's make a clear distinction. Hasam, over there, in the case when we brought the second one, we had part of it was during the night, and the other during the day, right before Elos HaShachar. Laila lav zon chiyuva hu klal. It's not a zon of chiyuv at all. There's nothing to talk about. Half of it was no good. The first half couldn't have been good, bichlal. But hach over here, bor makam chiyuva hu lo senaom de mabor. It's still a makam chiyuv for the people that are standing in the bor. So it's such a thing. It does exist. You're in the realm of it could be good. Therefore, you're okay by hearing the last part. Frak the Gemara, Lemir, you mean to tell me the Sava Rabba holds that Shama Sof Tkiya below Tchias Tkiya, if you hear the end without hearing the beginning, Yatza, that you're going to be good? Umemelin, if you're going to say that, we could also work out the following, the flip, Tchias Tkiya below Sof Tkiya, if you heard the beginning without hearing the end, Yatza, you're going to be good also? Tashema, let's see, that's against the Mishnah, Takabari Shona. Person goes and blows the shofar, blows the one set. We did this yesterday. And then he extended the second time he blew as the amount that it would take to do two of them. You only have one. Why only one? Just split it up to be like two. Because you're saying that, hey, the first part you hear, you're good. The second part you hear, you're good. So it should be that it's two over there. It must be that maybe you're wrong. Says Gemara, no. Like we answered yesterday, you can't split up one shtickle toy over there. Fine, so let's try again. Toshima, hatokei aluso chabor. From our Mishnah, we're going to see this isn't going to work. Hatokei aluso chabor. Someone goes bush over into a bar, into a pit. Aluso chadus. Adus, again, is the thing built up. Olusach a pitam or into pitas or in a big barrel. Im kol shofar shama. If you go and you hear the kol shofar, just the shofar itself, without hearing the echo, yotze, you fulfilled your obligation. Im kol avara shama. But if you hear the echo, loyotze, you're not yotze. V'amai, what's the problem? Let's say that you're yotze with the tchilas tchia, the beginning of the shofar, before it actually hits the echo. Makme de la arbev kolam, before it actually gets being irbuvia, a mixture of it and the echo itself. Kunto chayis, and we saw this yesterday also, must be that only hearing part of it, the beginning of it, is not going to work taka. So it says Gemara, you're right. Kikamar Rabba, what was Rabba talking about, that if you hear part of it inside the bor and part of it outside, that you're going to be good? It's talking about betokeva olon anafshe. It's not talking about somebody else. It's talking about the person actually blowing the shofar itself. He's standing in the pit, blows the shofar. He's yotze, the shofar that he's blowing, if he's in there and as he's walking out. All right, okay, so that's what it means. When you're in it half and then come out of it. Yachi, my lemimra, push it. Obviously, this guy is he's blowing it. He's hearing it. He's walking along with it. What's the pshat that you would think differently? No, there'll be some times that his head will be out, but the shofar is still going to be in the pit. Maybe you should be worried about the fact that moment that it should be that it's a mixture and therefore it's no good. Kamashman comes to tell us, not like that. We're not worried about it. And he is yotze. You should not go and blow a shofar that's coming from an ola. You have an animal that's set aside as a carbon ola. And you go ahead and you take it off, Rashi points out, while it's alive. Right, so Rashi points out, because if you've done it after Zrika, after you finish everything, there's no Me'ila, lo ba'orov, lo ba'karneha, sha'akol lo kohanim, kedaminim b'menachos, so b'zvachim. B'zvachim, nemar lo yiyeh be'ola, v'nemar lo yiyeh ba'oshem, ma'oshem etzmosav mutarin, af ola etzmosav mutarin. So we're talking about if an animal you set aside as a carbon ola, and now you go ahead and you rip off the horn while it's still alive, and then you go and you use that. So he says, "B'shov shel ola, don't do it." V'im taka yotze. But if you did, you violate. You go against the law. You are going to be yotze. But about a shov shel shlamim, when it comes to a shlamim, lo yitka, don't do it. V'im taka lo yotze. You're not yotze, which is strange, right? With like the opposite, because an ola is kochim kochim, and a shlamim is kochim kalim. They're being more machmir with a shlamim than they are with an ola. Interesting. If you're a taka, it's not even good, even b'di'evet. Then go on my time. What's the pshat? The answer is because ola bas me'ilahi. The concept of an ola is in the category of me'ila. So a person goes ahead and they violate me'ila, kivin de malba, you violate the me'ila by taking and using it, now nafka l'chulin, it becomes in a state of chulin, so now you're over in iser, you made it into chulin, and now you can be yotze, but you think because it's chulin. Shlamim delavim me'ilinu. When it comes to shlamim, which are not me'ila, you can't, there's no me'ila when it comes to shlamim. Rashi explains, what does this mean? If you look a little bit and up a drop, shlamim, look over and up a drop, shlamim la v'ni me'ila ninu, de'in me'ila b'kachim kalim, these are kachim kalim, there's no me'ila, ela b'imurim l'achar zrika k'shehuvru l'chaleg gavar. Only at a particular circumstance, and this hasn't hit that stage yet, therefore it's not that there's no me'ila there. So isurahu derachav behu, now we're dealing with a case which it wasn't removed from its iser, like me'ila, once you use it becomes chul, and this doesn't remove the iser. Isur hu derachavu, it's still on it. V'lanav kil chul, didn't go to chul, and therefore you're not yotzei even bidi eved. In fact, the Gemara, mask of la rava. Ema small. Now hold on a second. I hear, it sounds good. Only one question is, when exactly, when we talk about the ola, when does me'ila kick in? Lebasa de taka, only after he did the tekiya. So you did the tekiya, and then you finished. Now you're over in me'ila, and now it becomes chulin. Kikotaka, by the time when he's actually doing the tekiya, b'yisurataka, he's still doing it while it's still aser, it's not yet chulin. So how is it that it actually is going to work? But the evidence shouldn't work at all. El amarava echadzeh v'echadzeh lo yotza. He comes, he disagrees, he says, you're not going to be yotze in either of them, even b'di'evet. Hadar Amar, but then he changed his mind. And he said, Echazeh, Vechazeh, Yatzeh. He says, you're going to be Yotzeh on both of them. Even in the Shlamim, you're going to be Yotzeh. Why? Because mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvos aren't given to us in order to get hana'ah. Rashi says, "Live lo lehanos nitnu li Yisrael, yos kiyumam lehem hana'ah. Ella l'ol al tzavarim nitnu, tzavarim nitnu. It's given to us as a yoke to go and to do. Therefore, since you don't get any sort of hana, any sort of physical benefit, it's not really hana here. So therefore, none of them end up getting disqualified and knocked out like a mitzvah haba ba'avira. And you're taka going to be yotzi in both of them. Rav Yehuda, comes along and he says, "B'shofar shel avodah zara lo yitaka. You shouldn't go ahead and blow from a shofar made of avodah zara." Rashi says, "Sheshim shubal avodah zara. It was used as avodah zara. V'nesa banah becomes asa banah. Kid the tani b'sechas avodah zara. Avei ta'abdun is kolam akamos bekelim shenisham shemhem avodah zara akos medaber." It says you should go and destroy all the places that are used, you know, for avodah zara, is what the pasuk's talking about. So therefore, a shofar avodah zara, don't blow with it. V'im taka yatsa. But if you did, then you are yotze. Why? As Rashi says again, the mitzvahs lav hanan, and the mitzvahs are not hanan. Therefore, but when it comes to shofar shel ir nidachas lo yitaka, don't do it with the ir nidachas. Ir nidachas is a city where everybody goes in. Most people are involved by doing avodah zarah over there. And what happens to that city is the whole thing has got to be destroyed. Vim taka, don't do it with that type of shofar. But if you did, then lo yotze, not yotze. My time, what's the difference? Why are you by avodah zarah, but you're not when it comes to ir nidachas? Because ir nidachas, ksusei michsas shure. It's considered like it's already chopped up. Rashi says, the whole of srifukai, it's standing to have to get burned. It has to get burned. And therefore, it's considered like it's burned right now. And a shofar needs to have a particular shear. And therefore, it doesn't have the shear anymore. The shear that you have to be able to hold it, and it's sticking out on both sides. You can see it on both sides of your hand, like we saw in yesterday's daf, Chav Zayin Omid Bais, as Rashi points out. So therefore, it's going to be no good. All right. Amar Rava. Hamodar anami chaveiro. Let's say a person goes in and he asks himself, he says, I'm not going to get any hana from my friend. Mutter litkolo tkiya shel mitzvah. He's allowed to go out and get hana in a way. What does that mean, hana in a way? Meaning the person can get hear shofar from him. Hamodar anami shofar. If one says that he makes a neder, that he's not going to get any hana from a shofar, then mutter litkolo tkiya shel mitzvah. You're allowed to still go ahead and do a tkiya of a mitzvah because mitzvah slav lehanestinto. Vamarava. Hamodar anami chaveiro. Somebody goes in and asks himself, I'm getting hana from his friend. Mazel of mechatas b'mos ha-gishamim avalo b'mos ha-chama. If I say, I'm not going to get any hana from you who's listening to me right now, I'm not going to be hana from you. Yet still, I'm allowed to go ahead and have the mechatas. If I'm tamei meis, you can go sprinkling, spritzing the mechatas on me, I'm allowed to do it and I can. It's okay. But only during the me-gishamim, that is when it's cold. Rashi says, she'ein kare lahanos kiyum ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah is lo nita lehanos. It's not considered hana, and it's cold, so I'm not getting enough from it. Avalo b'mos ha-chama, not during the hot season. Why? The kind of goof, Rashi says, because you get hana in the body, and therefore you can't get any hana from it. Hamudah hana mi mayan. Somebody says, I'm going to go ahead. I'm asking myself getting hana from a mayan. He's talking about a particular spring. Tovel bo tevila shel mitzvah. He can go and do tevila over there, a tevila shel mitzvah, but only during the rain season when it's really cold. Avalo b'mesachama, not during the summer season when it's hot, because then he's getting hana from the place itself. Okay, question time. Shochalei l'avua de Shmuel. There's a question came to the Tate of Shmuel. Kafu v'achal matzah. A simple person goes ahead and forces somebody to go ahead and to eat matzah. Yotza, the person who ate the matzah is yotze. He has fulfilled his obligation. Now, kafu man, who exactly is forcing him? Ilema kafu shade. If you want to say that it was a shade, one of the shadim, some sort of demon that did it, so you're going to say he's going to be good. Vatan, you will learn tana braisa, itim chalim. There are times when a person is a good state of mind, everything's great, and itim shaita. Sometimes a person is out of his mind. Kishu chalim, when he's in a good state, hare hu kipikech l'chodvarav, he's considered like a pikoach, a smart person, and he's in a good state, and he can take care of himself. Kishu shaita, hare hu kishut l'chodvarav, when he's considered like out of his, when he's crazy, so then he's shaita in every area. Therefore, he's potter in mitzos. So we're talking about that there's a shade over here. Wouldn't work, right? So now he says, Amar Avashi, Shekafuo Parsiim. Well, the case we're talking about over here is when the Parsiim, these are Persians, Goyim, come along and do it. Rashi says, Shekafuo Parsiim. Ba'afagav shalom neskavin lotzisi dechova. Even though he didn't have in mind, I mean, Yotze, the mitzvah of this, the person comes and say, eat matzah. And it's like, no, he's taking a bath, pushing down his throat, and he does it. You still fulfill your obligation. Seemingly, we're saying like mitzvah slav tzvichas kavana, right? You don't need kavana over here because the person's not having in mind that he's going to do this. Yet at the same time, he actually is Yotze for doing such a thing. And that's it. Like Rashi says, Afagav Shalom Skavin, let's just take so you didn't have in mind, he's still Yotze. Amarava, Zoso Maris, you know what we learn from this? Hatakeh Lashir, somebody goes in, they blow the shofar, Lashir. Rashi says, Lashir or Lazamer. Then now we're in the lightning round. Lashir or Lazamer. He does it for song, for singing. Kachem Shmati, he wrote Mori Zaki, we saw the Shamori, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Yehuda, Rashi Hatakeh Lashid. Or it means the person's doing it to get a ruach ra away from him. But the point is, you're not doing it for the mitzvah itself. Yotze, you are yotze. Says Gemara, pshita, obviously. Hainuach, you just said exactly the same shtickle over here, right? Both of them are talking about a person who doesn't have kavana, and yet comes out both of them mutter. Says that you're yotze. Says Gemara, no, what's the difference? By the tema, you would have thought that maybe hasam echom matzah amrachmana v'ha achal. When it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, it says eat matzah. And you ended up eating matzah. Beep, turn the page. Chav chesam beza valhacha. But over here, when you're talking about the blowing the shofar, zichron trua ksiv, it says it should be a zichron trua that you're going ahead and blowing the shofar as a remembrance. But in this particular case, v'haymas asik balmahu, over there it's just eat it, says, and you ended up eating it. But here it says you should be doing it for particular reasoning, and it's just misasik, you're doing it in a way that you're just doing it without actually paying attention to what you're doing. You're just doing a song, kamash balan, I would thought you're not yotze, kamash balan, you're going to be yotze in that case as well. Rashi says, the alfagav, the misasik, hu yotza, the mitzos, ein, srichos, kavana, bam.
Says the Gemara now, Alma Kasava Rava Mitzvah Shechus Kavanis. Chachamim Kum Dchois Kimdra Kimdra. That what? That you don't need Mitzvah Sein Shechus Kavana. Frak the Gemara. Hey, Sevei Hayakara B'Torah. Really, Mitzvah Don't Shechus Kavana. Let's say a person is reading the Torah. This is a Gemara in Brachot. Brachot Daf Yud Gimel. Guys, throw back way back. Hayakara B'Torah V'Yigi Esman Mirka. You're reading the Torah, and it comes time to go ahead and say Shema, and you happen to be saying the words of Shema. Im Kivin Libo Yotzev. You have in mind your Yotzev. If not, lo yotze, you're not yotze. My lav, kiven libo lotze. This doesn't mean having a mind to actually go ahead and be yotze. And it says over here, v'im lav, and if you're not having a mind to be yotze, then you're not yotze. Seems to say that it's a srichas kavana. What you can do with that? Says Gemara, lo, likros. It doesn't mean to be yotze, not yotze. It means you had a mind just to say the words. Likros? What are you talking about? Hakakari. The guy is reading. Nope, says the Gemara, Bekori Lahagia. We're talking about a case of a person who's reading it like a sofer in order to fix up if there's any issues that come along. So, therefore, he's saying them, but maybe he's just kind of like mumbling it along. He's not really saying it properly. Rashi says, Af Kriya Ein Kan El Megam Game. He's just like stuttering along without actually paying attention and stuttering. So, therefore, if he actually pays attention and says it clearly, then it's good. And if not, then no, but you don't have a raya. One way or the other. Toshima, wa, 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 wa. Let's come again and knock, try to knock this out. This person's walking by the shul. Or his house is right next to a shul. We spoke about this yesterday's daf. Vishama kol shofar, and the guy heard the shofar. Oko megillah, imkivin libo yatsa. Im lav lo yatsa. My lav im kivein libo latse. So what it means to have in mind, it means to be yotze. And therefore he's seeing the mitzvah srichas kavana. Bam, says Gemara, lo, l'shmoa. It means he paid attention in order to hear. In fact, the Gemara, l'shmoa, ha-shama. He heard, he did hear. Says, no, savar chamor ba'almohu. We're talking about a case where the guy hears the sounds, but he doesn't know that it's a shofar. He just hears sounds. It could be the sound of a donkey. So he doesn't even know. In such a case, then he's not going to be yotze. He has to be that he's paying attention and thinking he's hearing a shofar. Even if it's not for a mitzvah, then you're going to be good. So we don't have a raya of mitzvah srichas kavana. At this stage, we're saying mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. Hey, Sevei, we try again. Akashon Rava. Who said mitzvah lo ain't srichas kavana? Iskavin shomea bolonus kamashmia. Let's say the person who hears has kavana and turned to be yotze, but not the one who was actually blowing the shofar. He didn't have in mind to do it. The mashmia velonis skavein shamea. Or if you have a case of the one who's blowing the shofar, he had kavana. The one paying attention, listening, didn't have kavana. Lo yotza. Both cases, not good. Meaning the one who heard the shofar is not going to be yotze. Hachi skavein shamea umashmia. Person blowing it and the person listening has to have in mind. Bishlam and Iskavin Mashmiya Vonoskavin Shamea. Okay, I get it. We're talking about a case that the Iskavin has Kavana the Mashmiya, the one who's blowing the shofar, and now Iskavin Shamea, he doesn't have in mind. Then Kasavar Chamor Ba'amahu. Then you could say that maybe the guy thought it was just a donkey, and therefore it's not going to be good. Let's say the person listening, he had in mind, but the one blowing didn't have in mind. What exactly are you talking about? Of course, the guy who's blowing the shofar knows he's blowing his shofar and he's thinking it's a donkey. Lav, so we come out with saying that lav betukeh l'shir, isn't we talking about the person blowing it in order to just do a song? And what do we see? Yet it still says that a person who's hearing is not going to be yotze. In other words, he himself is not going to be yotze. It must be mitzvah shichas kavana. Says Gemara, no, Dilma, the kamenavach nevuche. We're talking about a case where he's just blowing it in a way that it's like barking. In other words, he's just like, burr, just blowing it out without having it. Ve'eno tokea kishir tekira, she says, ha'mafurish m'sesein v'perkachron. He doesn't blow it properly, but actually comes out proper. Then in such a case, that's not going to be good. Because you have to at least be blowing the shofar, even if you're not having in mind to be yotzei. So again, we haven't knocked off Rava. Amale Abaye comes along Abaye. Elamiata, hold on 1 second. Do you want to tell me, Mrs. Don't Need Kavana? So Yoshim Bashmini Besukkah. Somebody goes to sleep in their sukkah on the 8th day, Yilketh. And you should give the guy Malkus. Why? Because he went for an extra day over a mitzvah in a Sarah Bal Tosif. Says Rashi Yilka Shari Mosif Al Mitzvah. Vovri Shum Bal Tosif, Vovri Bal Tosif. So give the guy Malkus. Amelo, he says back, Shani Omer Mitzvos Eno Over Aleim Ella Bismanam. Lamashal, the only time you're going over Bal Tosif if it's during the zman of the mitzvah itself. So like you're wearing tefillin and you wear, you know, in the head in the compartment, the tefillin Sharosh, there's four little areas to put in the klaf. You make a fifth area of klaf, then you're good, then you do it. Or during Sukkot, instead of arba minim, you take chamisha minim. You add a fifth one over there. That's going to be a problem. But if you go beyond the day, then no, you're not over bal tosif. Therefore, I don't agree with such a case. Masav Hashem and Barabba, Hashem and Barabba comes and he says, hold on a second, minayin the Kohen, Shaul the Duchan. How do we know that the Kohen? He goes to Duchan. He's going to go do Birchas Kohanim. And Shalom Yomer, he shouldn't say, since they gave me the Rishos to go and to bless B'nai Yisrael, Osif Bracha Achas Mishali, I'm going to add my own little Bracha in there. You know, I'm going to throw something in. Kigon, Hashem Elokei Yavaseichem, Yosef Aleichem. Hashem, the God of your forefathers, you should add on, Yosef, add on more brachas to you. Talmud Lomar, lo sosifu al adavar. You shouldn't add on to this, to that which I tell you to do. V'ha-hacha, but over here, kevan de barichle, since the Kohen went ahead and gave him the bracha, avrele zmane, it's already over, v'katani da'avar. And now you're saying that he's over the Yisr. In other words, he did all the brachas, he finished the brachas, yirach Hashem, yirach Hashem, shalom. And then he added another one after the fact. Isn't it already that it's finished, in which case there should be no problem here? Yet we still say that there is a problem, meaning to say, even not in the zman, you're over Baal Tosif. Says, no, chamay skinan, b'delosiyim. We're talking about where he didn't finish. And then he added it in, and that's where you're going to be over because it's still during the mitzvah itself. It says he finished, which means he finished and they continued as part of it. It says, no, siyam bracha achas. He only started doing one of the brachas and then he had it added up. He added it in and still there are more brachas to be added. It's like, and then he added in a bracha in the middle over there and then he continued. That's a problem. It says he finished all of his brachas, which means he's done and completed with all the mitzvahs. So he said, no. Okay, good point, but shani hacha. When it comes to Birchas Kohanim, it's different. Kevin de ilu misrami le tzibur achrin of a new tzibur came in, another tzibur comes in, they have another minion. Hadam avarich, he continued doing another bracha, kuliyom zimnehu, zmanehu, the entire day is considered like the zman, and that's why he's over it. So yes, we do hold that you can only over Baal Tosif if it is during the zman itself, but not if it's after the zman is already over. Umina timre. Where do we get that from? That if you can continue doing it, that is considered still part of it. The Birchas Kohanim, we can do it again, therefore it's continued part of it. The Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah. We're going to jump in right now to a sugya, which we've seen a few times, and that is that, you know, a certain dam has to be done. We know that when we bring certain karbonos, you sprinkle different amounts in different places. What happens if they get mixed up? Different types of karbonos get mixed up. For example, if you have the dam of a bechor gets mixed up, b'dam bechor chavero, or b'dam meiser. So what happens like this? This time we're going to Mishnah. Hani tozin b'matana achas. If you have some sort of dam that they're only supposed to do one matana, one thing that you put on the mizbech, shenis arvu b'b Binitozim matana achas, they can mix up with another one that has to be put one. Then yinastu matana achas, you go out and you put one, and you're good to go. That covers for both of them. Matan arba, but let's say you have to put, there's a type of carbon you have to throw four dam, and b'matan arba, with a four dam, you know, so matan arba, you do two. Matan arba, matan echas, let's say you have a four blood one, you're supposed to do four different zrikas, and it falls into one with only one, the matan echas, Rabbi Leza Omer, yinosnu, b'matan arba, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yinosnu, b'matan echas. One says you do it like four, the other one says you do it like one. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer comes along and he says, now we have a bit of a problem here, because one and one, four and four, you do one and you hit up both of them. Four and four, you do four and you hit up both of them. But Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer comes along and he says, you should do four. You're doing over here, you're doing only one. When the one and four get mixed up, how are you over Al-Bal Tigra? You know, you're over in Isser Al-Bal Tigra, which you're not allowed to do less. You're not allowed to subtract from the mitzvahs of the Torah. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, he says, how are you over Al-Bal Tosif? But you can't do more than the one you're supposed to do. So the one who says, if you have four and gets mixed up with one, you do only one, then it's Bal Tigra. And you're not going to end up doing the one you have to do four. And the one who says you do four, you're going to be Baal Tosif when you have to do one. So Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer comes back and he says to him, okay, listen up, okay? I say you do four. You're going to tell me over Baal Tosif. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer says, lo nemar Baal Tosif elikashuba atzmo. Don't tell me over Baal Tosif if the blood itself is sitting there and then you take that one, that's only going to get one, and you do four with it. But when it's mixed up, then you're fine. You can do more. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, he says, lo nemar Baal Tigra elikashuba atzmo. Lo Tigra is only over an Isser, it's by itself. If you have the thing that has to be done four, and you only do one, but if it's mixed up with one, then you could do one, and you're fine. Ve'odam Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua goes weiter. He says kishalona sata, that if you didn't go ahead and you didn't do four of them over here, which is Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, I'm sorry. He says you only do one over here.
Erechinami, that if you don't kishlona sata, if you don't do on more than one, then avarta about tigra. You're over the issue about tigra. Fine. But velo sisa maisibia decha. But at least he didn't do it straight out. It's a shavi al tasa shtickle. Kishin asata, but when you go ahead and you did it with your actual hands, then avarta bal tosif, vil sisa maisa bedecha, you're over in Isser bal tosif, and you're doing an actual maisa with your hand and behaving in such a way that it's active. Viha hacha, and over here with this case with the dam getting mixed up, kibbid yalivle matana bebechor, once a person goes in and give from the bechor, of relay, Lezimne, you finished this man. There's no more. It's done. Vikatani da avar mishabal tosif, and yet it still says that you're over on bal tosif if he does more. Labisham rabrina and kevin di ilu misramele bucha achrina. Is it not so? Because we say that if it were to be another bechor would come, hader mazem, you can go and bring the down from that also. And kuliyom is zmane, and therefore all the time, all the day becomes the time of it itself. And therefore, we can say the same thing over here, that the whole thing is there for Birchas Kohanim as well. The entire day is like it. That is the Raya. We are about to try to knock off that Raya, but we're going to stop over here, my friends, because it's almost a Sabbath and I got to run. So I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.